You've probably heard my homilies enough to know that I really do not like the concept that we have to work to be good people so that we are good enough to get to heaven, besides the fact that is not true Catholicism at all, although many people have believed that. And in the past, one of the images I have used is that many Catholics, particularly the generation before me, grew up with an understanding of God similar to the phantasm figure in The Wizard of Oz. So the wizard that's, you know, surrounded by the smoke and it's the green head and everything else, that's that silence and you must do what I say and this is what you must do. And all of that, and people have told me, yes, that's absolutely true. All of that is something that is not what Jesus wanted us to understand. And we're going to talk about that in this gospel because, not this gospel, the homily based on the gospel, where Jesus says, repent and believe in the gospel. Because, as you'll hear in my homily, I talk about that those two things are central so that we can experience what it means to be a disciple of Christ. So we're going to look at that in my homily. This comes from this past Sunday at St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts, and you're listening to The Voice of St. Anthony Parish. We're here every single Monday through Friday at 3 o'clock in the afternoon here on WROL, 950 AM, and you can also hear us at CatholicAudioMedia.com. It's CatholicAudioMedia.com. So we see in today's gospel the beginning of Jesus' ministry. Scripture scholars tell us that the first words of his ministry define it. And what are they? Repent and believe in the gospel. Well, what does that mean? Oftentimes, we only hear the first word, repent. Of course, we need to understand it. It means to have a change of heart and to choose to follow a different path. Obviously, the focus is to turn from the path to the path of sin. So Jesus reminds us that you cannot just turn from sin, you have to replace sin with something else, or you will be deeper into sin. All people often hear is repent, turn from sin. So what we need to hear is that other thing, believe in the gospel. The reason why the two are together is you cannot do one without the other. If you want to fully experience Christ, know him, allow him to make you fully human and fully alive, turn from sin. But you cannot comprehend the gospel or know Christ if you are still embracing sin. The more you turn from sin, the more you can comprehend the gift of salvation Christ gives to us by his death and resurrection. If you do not turn from sin, you will not comprehend anything of the gospel, and you will look at it as either a nice set of stories or a strict rule book. So this is why we need a strong understanding of sin. It's not so that we can be judged worthy of heaven someday, but rather so that we can see more clearly the Christ who saves us and understand more deeply the truth that sets us free. Let's look at it this way. Sin forces you to focus on yourself. And the more deeply you are rooted in sin, the more deeply you will be self-focused. So you cannot comprehend the gospel because the gospel is rooted in Jesus' self-giving of himself to us. So you can only understand the gospel within the context of how it applies to you in your sin. Sin will always be your priority, and you will make all your decisions based upon it, even unknowingly. When I was away from the church in my late teens and my very, very early 20s, I was focused on drinking, and that consumed my life. I thought I was doing fine, but I was not. I wasn't doing fine at all. And I knew I had a problem when the Navy on a Sunday morning would not allow me to have beer with my eggs at breakfast. When I quit drinking, I realized that my whole life was spent inside a bottle. Everything revolved around alcohol. If I just quit drinking, I would not fully comprehend the tremendous gift that is the gospel. I would not have a powerful faith in Christ that completely changed my life. However, that faith led me to a deeper understanding of what it means to be a human being that I could never have comprehended in my sinful life or in my life outside of the church. That understanding continues to grow over now the 40 years since I returned to the church back then in 1980. One of the most powerful teachings I learned is from the words of St. Maximilian Kolbe. And I've been teaching about this on the radio because it is such a powerful teaching. He taught this mathematical formula, capital W plus small w equals S. And what that means is that when our will matches God's will, that is the formula for holiness. The more we understand, the more we experience a deeper appreciation for the reality of the gospel, which goes far, far beyond our faith as a code of conduct. It really is a deep, profound relationship with Christ. And the more we understand our faith through the words of the gospel, the more we grow to a deeper understanding of just who we are and just who we are destined to become when we turn from sin. This is also why the whole concept of teaching people not to sin so that they won't go to hell is just so superficial. It is rather turn from sin, embrace the gospel, that you become fully what you are destined to be by Jesus' death and resurrection. If you embrace your sins, then you're lost in them. And your destiny is to be enslaved by them in death. However, the more we recognize sin and confess it and seek the gospels, the clearer we seek the light of Christ. We see the light of Christ in the gospel. And this changes our whole way of being, our whole orientation of everything we do. It affects our prayer and deepens our whole experience of humanity because we root ourselves in Christ. Every joy, every sadness, every accomplishment, and every difficulty we see through our embrace of the gospel. St. Maximilian Kolbe died in the concentration camp in Auschwitz, and I always wondered how God, in his love and mercy, could have allowed anyone, including this holy man, to encounter such evil. Today I realized that St. Maximilian Kolbe had such a deep, profound vision of truth. This not only allowed him to suffer as a prisoner in Auschwitz, but to be an agent of light to the other prisoners in the darkness of Auschwitz. He was sent there to become an agent of light because he embraced the gospel that Jesus preaches today. Repentance of our sins means recognizing them and turning from them so that we may more fully embrace the gospel. This is why not taking sin seriously is a problem. It's like walking around with sunglasses on and believing that they make absolutely no difference. So we must have a healthy sense of sin, not just so that we can be in a state of grace, but that we can see more clearly the Lord acting in our life and leading us daily more closely to Him in holiness. Repent and believe in the gospel. You cannot do one without the other. If you do both, you will experience both the light of the gospel in ways that are beyond your imagination.
You're listening to the voice of St. Anthony Parish, Malton, Massachusetts, right here on WROL 950 AM, 100.3 FM, and you can also hear us at CatholicAudioMedia.com. You're going through a difficult time. You feel that your faith is being tested, even. You wonder whether it's time to give up and go back to your former ways. Well, have you read James chapter 1?
Consider it all joy, my brothers, when you encounter various trials.
Yes, James chapter 1 reminds us that we are being made stronger through these difficult days.
And let perseverance be perfect, so that you may be perfect and complete, lacking in nothing.
The fruit this time will bear will lead into the glory Christ has for you. So the next time you feel overwhelmed during a time of trial, turn to James chapter 1.
In the New Testament.
Keep in mind that we have CatholicAudiomedia.com. That's the website for the show, where you can send a feedback for the show. You can send a request of what topic you'd like us to talk about. You can send questions in. You know, Father, what does this mean? You can also send a prayer request if you'd like to. That's a different tab. You can hear the archives of the show, including this program, which shows up at 3:16 the day after the day it airs, 3:16 p.m. And you can also, if this show is touching our heart, you can donate to the show. You can join one of our couple support operations for the show, which is to donate to the parish on a monthly basis or at a one-time basis. And you can also check out Patreon and Ko-fi. So all of those are there as well. Anyway, it's CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. So you heard that whole understanding that how we live our faith is that we turn from sin and we turn towards the gospel. But the more we turn from sin, the more we are able to understand and comprehend the gospel, the more we are able to develop that deeper relationship with Christ. And so that's why it's important we turn from sin, because sin blinds us to the truth of the gospel. As I explained to you, that's an absolute true story. That was one of the things that stopped me in my tracks and say, it's time for me to change my life. When it was a Sunday morning in the Philippines, and I wanted to, I was on base, I was going to have breakfast, and I was going to have scrambled eggs, and I wanted a beer, and they didn't sell beer on Sunday mornings. I mean, this is absolutely ridiculous, but that's, what's wrong with having beer with my eggs on a Sunday morning? Obviously, nothing in my own mind. And then I look back and I say, you know, what a ridiculous idea. So anyway, and I don't know if beer would taste good with my eggs. I never had beer. Just that one time I tried to try it and I said, you know, that this is it. Anyway, a good experience for us to understand that when we turn from sin, we open ourselves to the power of the Lord. Have yourself a blessed day. We continue to update our website at CatholicAudioMedia.com, and now you can subscribe to our Substack newsletter and webpage. Just click on the button that says Join Us at Substack, and there you can subscribe, or just click the option to visit the newsletter webpage without subscribing. More options from CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com, where you can also contact us, you can send us feedback, you can send us prayer requests, all at CatholicAudioMedia.com.